Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Marion County Attorney Ed Bull, and we're discussing the upcoming election and the fact that your name is on the ballot once again. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it. So you're on the ballot again for attorney. How long have you been Marion County Attorney?
This will be my, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected again, my second term. So the last 4 years I've served as the Marion County Attorney.
Where did you come from before?
I was in private practice in the Des Moines area for about 11 years. I worked for a small firm initially, then went out on my own, grew that firm to as many as 5 associates working for me at any given time, and then decided in late 2009, spoke with my wife, talked about whether or not it was a good time to make a big career change and relocate my family to Marion County.
What are the differences between being in private practice versus being a county attorney?
Well, I mean, significant difference from going from defending the accused to prosecuting cases. The other major difference is from a standpoint of the civil litigation support that we give county offices. So it's a significantly different job.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the best part of having made that change?
Well, first and foremost, my family, we love living in Pleasantville. We love the community. I always said that I loved coming to Knoxville when I was in private practice. I would always end my week here because court service day was Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And just the individuals in the clerk's office, the prosecutors who were here at the time, Judge Wilson, it was just a great environment. And I said, you know what, if I could have the opportunity to work there every day, that would be the best of all worlds. So again, it's the people of Marion County which are the best part of this job.
Quite the draw to come to a smaller community probably from Des Moines.
Without question.
Yeah. What would you say is the most difficult part of your job at this point?
The volume of work. I mean, the reality is, as I said, you see my office right now, I got lots of different things on my desk. And there are things that I want to work on this week. We're doing this, we're taping this interview on Monday morning, first thing Monday morning. I have laid out in my mind what it is I want to accomplish this week. Mm-hmm. The reality is I never know when that phone call is going to come from law enforcement so that something new needs my immediate attention. Mm-hmm. So it's the ability to divert and pivot from what you intended to do to then work on whatever next is coming across your desk, because you don't have the luxury of saying, you know what, I'm not going to take that phone call. I'm not going to worry about what's going on right now. So from that perspective, you know, it's one of the things that makes this job exciting, mm-hmm. is that you never know what's going to come across your desk. You never know what's going to happen in the next 24-hour time frame. But it also can be one of the most stressful parts of this job as well.
Expect the unexpected. Throw you a curveball at any time, can it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know that you spoke recently with our Dr. Bob in relation to the number of cases that you received convictions. That's quite the accomplishment, too.
And I can't take all the credit. As I said during that interview, I have a great staff of people who work with me and for me, and law enforcement that I have to work with, the Marion County Sheriff's Department, Pella PD, Knoxville PD, Melcher, Pleasantville, the Iowa State Patrol. Those are all dedicated public servants who are out there doing their job day in and day out. It's a pleasure to work with them.
It's just one big well-oiled machine, isn't it?
And it has to be.
Yeah.
Because a breakdown along the way at any point is problematic to the criminal justice system.
Sure.
So the fact that we have these different entities that work so well together and do such a good job, it's a pleasure to be able to serve those people as well.
Yeah. What would you say is your goal for your next term?
To continue to do, first and foremost, we indicated we wanted to have a county attorney's office that the public could be proud of, that defense attorneys respected, and that criminals feared. And that continues to be our goal moving forward. We're never going to end crime, but what we can do is deter people from doing it. Yeah. If you're going to drive drunk, if you're going to do something silly, you're going to hurt a child, don't do it in Marion County. If you do, there are going to be consequences. I absolutely love it when I hear people come down from other counties and say, oh, you're not going to plea bargain that down so my guy can just pay a fine, or my client really is going to have to go to prison. That doesn't happen in insert name of county. And I'm like, you're right, it may not happen there, but it does happen here. We hold people accountable. We give them the maximum opportunity for rehabilitation. And if need be, we send them to prison. That's what we do, and I think we do it fairly well.
Thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Attorney Ed Bull, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.